Jerry Ambrose. He's the Lansing City Finance Director. Jerry, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. There is no way on this earth that I would want your job or I'd like to be a politician, because in these tough economic times, you've got to make choices to save money. You've got to make cuts. Sometimes it costs people's jobs. And one thing that, from what I understand, the city is thinking about doing is closing the South Lansing Police Precinct and perhaps putting everyone of those folks under the roof on a North Precinct. Is that true?
Well, I think that's true. The only thing I would say, Tony, is that we refer to those buildings as the buildings formerly known as North and South Precinct. Actually, the building of the South Precinct now houses our investigation division, and our patrol division is run currently out of the North Precinct building. It's been for several months.
You know, Jerry, I've heard, I know Carol Wood's been a proponent, and I think others have too, of putting everything under one building and buying a building so you don't have to pay rents. Have you ever thought of it? Is that being considered?
Absolutely. That was a big conversation during the budget process, and I believe that we all agree, you know, the administration and many of the council members anyway agree that that's the desired state, is to have a location that consolidates all of our police functions and ideally in close proximity to the district court.
But the thing go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and that's kind of our going forward plan. We're trying to tie that all into the points in time when our existing leases expire.
But the thing that happens when you do that is those local precincts are really desired by the local residents.
Well, that's true. Of course, any time we make changes, people think about how that might impact them. But I do want to emphasize that for the last several months, you know, our patrol division has actually been run out of the North Precinct, and the South, formerly called the South Precinct, has housed our investigation division. You know, when folks call 911, folks expect police response. They get it from patrol officers in cars. It doesn't really come from the buildings itself.
Is there a building that the city currently owns that could house all of Lansing police and all the units they have?
Well, we've been looking at the building that we inherited the last couple of years ago. It's the old armory on Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We now call it the South Washington Office Complex. We're looking at that. It's kind of an old building. It would need some significant renovations, but it appears to have a lot of attributes that make it worthy of considering.
And if you take the funds that you would save by the rent, which I think is more than $1 million for at least the North and South Precinct, I imagine it would pay for itself.
Well, over time, first of all, the cost of the rent for the North and the South Precinct buildings combined is $500,000,
okay.
Not $1 million.
Okay.
$500,000.
That's what I meant to say. My apologies.
Okay. And it's very clear that this consolidation will not happen for free. That in fact, that we're going to have to spend significant amounts of money to find and equip a consolidated building. So it's our hope that what we're spending on lease payments now will go a long way, if not cover the debt service on renovating the existing building. But we're not far enough along the road to really conclude that for sure right now.
Now, Jerry, I know you don't know how much money you're going to be receiving for the next budget process, but as you look at it, and I know you're working on that as we speak, where does Lansing stand? How much of a deficit is there?
It's a little hard to. We haven't gotten to the point of projecting next year's challenge yet. We hope that we've seen the worst, but the reality is that, you know, property values, you know, even now continue to drop. Of course, that's going to affect our income. The job market, number of folks employed in the city, is relatively flat right now. That's going to impact us. And then, of course, we have the state government and its, you know, the decisions it's making. So those are all uncertainties. I would say that it would be very unlikely for us to have a budget for next year where we would say, gosh, I think we're going to be okay. We don't have to make any further reductions. We've told the city council repeatedly that I believe that it'll be somewhere in 2015, 2016 before we see our revenue streams as we know them today beginning to keep pace with our expenses. So we're going to continue to be challenged. I think we, you know, with the cooperation of our employees and our unions, we made some big steps this last year, and I hope that next year, next budget process is not as challenging as the current one.
Jerry, are there other areas, other departments, which you're looking at to consolidate?
I think our focus right now is on police, but we're always looking at everything that we do.
All right, Jerry Ambrose is the city finance director for Lansing. Jerry, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Good to talk to you.